Good morning and welcome to the February 23rd, 2026 Rules Committee meeting. I'm your chair, Supervisor Shimon Walton, joined by Vice Chair Supervisor Stephen Sherrill, and soon to be joined by President Mandelman. Today, our clerk is Victor Young, and we have Jamie Echeverry with SFGov TV that will make sure this meeting is broadcast and available to the public. Mr. Clerk, do you have any announcements this morning?
Yes, public comment will be taken on each item on this agenda. When your item of interest comes up and public comment is called, please line up to speak on your right. Alternatively, you may submit public comment in writing in either of the following ways. Email them to myself, the Rules Committee Clerk, at victor.young@sfgov.org. If you submit public comment via email, it will also be included as part of the file. You may also send your written comments via U.S. mail to our office in City Hall 1, Dr. Carlton Goodlett Place, room 244, San Francisco, California, 94102. Please make sure to silence all cell phones and electronic devices. Items acted upon today are expected to appear on the Board of Supervisors' agenda of March 3, 2026, unless otherwise stated. That completes my initial announcements.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Would you please call item number one?
Item number one is motion confirming rejecting the mayoral appointment of Allison Warner to the Redevelopment Successor Agency Oversight Board, term ending January 24, 2028.
Thank you, and I believe Allison Warner is here. If you would please come up and take the microphone, tell us about yourself and why you want to serve.
That's where I'm headed. Good morning, Chair Walton, Supervisor Sherrill, and sorry to be missing President Mandelman. I'm Allison Warner. Excuse me. I am a resident of San Francisco. I've lived here since 2006. I live in the Sunset District. Thank you for hearing me this morning in consideration of my nomination to the Oversight Board for OCII. Just a brief explanation of kind of my background and my career. I'm managing director at Balboa Retail Partners. We own and operate retail shopping centers across the country. We're fairly heavily invested in the West Coast, and my role is to oversee all redevelopment of these shopping centers. We buy assets that are in need of value creation, and we view retail shopping centers as critical components to creating communities, and that's really been a common thread throughout my career. Good morning. Allison Warner, good to see you. It's President Mandelman, correct? Great. Thank you. So while I currently oversee redevelopment for shopping centers across the country, I previously worked for a company called Regency Centers and focused on Northern California. But before that, I actually started my career as a civil engineer doing land development, master plan communities. I loved the ability to get into the details of projects and then take a step back and actually see what was built. But over time, I realized I wanted a bigger part in the process of creating these communities. I also spent quite a bit of time working for KPMG in a construction advisory role. I worked for both public and private sector clients who have multi-million, billion-dollar capital programs. Some of those projects included UCSF in Mission Bay, the Sutter Health CPMC Hospital on Van Ness Corridor, worked for the Bay Area Toll Authority, and in that capacity, we would oversee what was happening day-to-day, boots on the ground, and report back to the boards and the CFOs, making sure that they were getting the appropriate information to ensure that their projects were moving forward on time and on budget and so forth. So really as a construction controls advisory professional, I started to marry my technical experience with, you know, the bigger picture, ensuring projects get built as, you know, the stakeholders want to see them. So what does that all mean for why I want to be on the oversight board? I really strongly believe that this experience in creating communities, my technical skills, as well as my experience with more of an oversight role over large projects, kind of all comes together and positions me well to give back to my own community. And the oversight, the OCII feels like the right place to start, especially all the opportunity that's out at Candlestick, someday in Hunters Point, Mission Yard, everything we've seen in Mission Bay and the Transbay Terminal has just been phenomenal progress for our city. And I look forward to hopefully helping, you know, with the oversight of the mission of the OCII. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I do have a couple of questions. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah.
And the current redevelopment areas in San Francisco, what do you see as the biggest obstacles for redevelopment in general?
The largest obstacles. There's a lot of opportunity for transformation. You know, now that Mission Bay is starting to round out, I've personally always felt like as we continue that momentum south into Hunters Point and Candlestick, it's a really good way to just start kind of bringing our whole city together. The Shipyard and Candlestick is a very large area that obviously has a very storied background, a lot of different types of uses that take time to just work through getting that land prepared for development and transformed into strong, healthy communities. And then you have all the stakeholders, which includes both the existing residents as well as residents throughout the rest of the city, existing businesses, new businesses that want to be there. And I know personally, working in retail, the number of stakeholders that you need to actually get buy-in to move projects forward in the right way is probably the most challenging because everyone can have different opinions about how to do the right thing. But I do believe it's possible. That's what I, you know, sort of see as my personal goal at work. And I think that should, you know, as the goal and the mission of OCII, moving those projects forward for the better of the whole. But working with all the different stakeholders is definitely challenging.
And I see you did some work at the Petrel Center. Can you talk about that?
I did. At Regency Centers, they acquired a company called Equity One, which owns Ceremony Center, Potrero Center, and a bunch of others. I actually lived in Potrero Hill at the time that we owned it. The work that I did on it was trying to put together a partnership with a residential developer to redevelop it. One of the biggest challenges on that project is that, like most retail, the anchor tenants actually have a lot of control and a lot of term. And so not only are you trying to negotiate, again, what's best for the community, but you're trying to work with those tenants who have their own opinions. I have since left Regency Centers and am no longer involved in that, but I know it sort of hit a roadblock for them right around kind of 2019, 2020 when COVID hit. A lot of things changed for retail at that point in time. But it's a phenomenal property, and it would be pretty amazing to see some redevelopment happen there.
Thank you. I don't have any more questions. I don't see any from colleagues. Thank you.
Yeah.
I know we have the executive director of OCII present. I don't know if Director Kozlowski has anything he wants to say or share. Or
good morning, supervisors. Thank you so much. I don't have anything to add. Allison and I have met many times. I appreciate Mayor Lurie appointing her to the oversight board. This has been a vacancy in the oversight board for some time. So adding the brain power to this oversight board is incredible, and just appreciate you guys considering her nomination. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Director. Mr. Clerk, can we please go to public comment on this item?
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes.
Great. Good morning, Chair and supervisors. My name is Jonathan Fern, and I would just like to give my full thought of support for Allison's nomination to the OCII Oversight Board. I've worked closely alongside Allison in her current role at Balboa for the last few years, and really found her to be extremely smart, knowledgeable, thoughtful in her approach and analysis of complex issues and decisions, and really just one of the good people in the real estate space and the world overall. As a former planning commissioner for the City of Oakland myself, I know what makes one successful in a board position is obviously first and foremost the interest and the willingness to spend the time and the effort to be a part of the board, but also the temperament, perspective, expertise, to be a meaningful and respected contributor. And I think with all these categories, Allison really shines. Her nearly two decades in the real estate business has provided her with a background that is extremely relevant to what the Oversight Board does and considers, understanding such things like capital structures, working on asset disposition, reviewing contracts and compliance with state and local laws is something that she does frequently in her day job and will serve her well on this board. However, what I've always appreciated about Allison is that while she's very secure in her knowledge and perspective, she's always been interested, respectful, and curious about other perspectives and insights, which is going to be critical for someone on a multidisciplinary board with diverse backgrounds. So because of this, I know she'll be a great asset with her knowledge and personality in working on the other side board. So I hope you will approve her nomination. Thank you very much for your time.
Are there any other members of the public who wish to make public comment at this time? There are no additional members of the public for public comment.
Thank you. Seeing no more speakers, public comment is now closed. President Mendelman.
Thank you, Chair Walton. Thank you, Ms. Warner, for stepping forward to serve in this role. I would like to make a motion that we strike reject and rejecting from the motion in front of us, and that we forward the motion confirming the mayoral appointment of Allison Warner to the Redevelopment Successor Agency Oversight Board for a term ending January 24, 2028 to the full board with positive recommendation.
Yes, on the motion to amend, to delete rejecting throughout the legislation, and to recommend as amended. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Congratulations. Mr. Clerk, do we have any more business before us?
That completes the agenda for today.
Thank you so much. We are adjourned.